There we go. Before we can talk about how SBP intertwines with SNTs, I feel like I'm back in the military again with all these acronyms. We've got to really talk about what is the Survivor Benefit Plan, okay? First and foremost, I'll tell you that it was established 2.5 years after I was born. So things do happen in our own lifetime. In September of 1972, the Survivor Benefit Plan was first established. And it was specifically for retired service personnel and for commissioned officers in the Public Health Service and National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Those are two different organizations that are not, usually involved when we think of military benefits. And so that's why I highlight them in your written materials, because if we continue to not recognize that they're part of our military benefits, then there's a lot of clients that we may not be able to help because we just don't know, okay? And so if you're a person in your firm that creates checklists, I would make sure that we ask not only was your parent or spouse in the military, retired from the military, but also from the Public Health Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration as well, because they can get benefits. So what is it? Simply stated, it's a lifetime annuity. Annuity is the term that the DOD assigns to it, which means a lifetime payment that is sponsored and subsidized by the Department of Defense, not the VA. And it's paid to eligible beneficiaries of deceased military retirees, but also of service members who died while on active duty. Okay. So the service member is not an automatic payment. The service member actually has to elect this payment when they retire, okay? Or if they die on active duty, then someone has to elect it on their behalf at the time of their death. So when they make that election, they pay a premium so that certain individuals, after they die, can then get that annuity for the rest of that other individual's life, that person being a spouse or a child or an insurable interest. And we'll talk about what that is in a second. So in the most basic sense, it's a lifetime payment for someone else other than the veteran after the veteran dies. Okay, and the veteran has to make an election, and when they make that election, then they start making monthly premiums that come out of their retirement check, and often it is up to 55% of what the veteran, the veteran, the military person was receiving when they were retired. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk first about who are the eligible beneficiaries of this SBP before we talk about how much they get, okay? So who is eligible? Surviving spouse or former spouse. The eligible surviving spouse or eligible former spouse of a military person who retired or died in service, who then made that election. So you might say to yourself, former spouse, that's interesting. So how could a former spouse get it? Well, the person was retired, was married to that former spouse at the time of retirement. That former spouse agreed for this election to be made, and then they get divorced at some point in the future. And the military person, the veteran, remarries someone else, okay? Then the veteran dies. The election can be made for the current spouse or the former spouse. How fun would that be to represent those survivors? I wouldn't want to be in that position, but it can happen, okay? And also, when the military person who's retiring is making the election, the retiring person can actually elect not to have this SBP payment. But if they're married, their spouse has to consent to that because the retiree cannot waive it on behalf of a current spouse. Okay. But let's pretend for a second that a current spouse says, that's okay. I won't need it. We can waive that. It forever bars future spouses. So if they get divorced, the veteran who's retired cannot go back and make a different election for a now current spouse that happened in the future after that first election. And so that's why it talks in terms of surviving spouses, former spouses, and things like that. At the time of election is very important. And there's actually elder and estate planning attorneys usually are not the ones who are representing veterans at that time, retirees at that time. But there is a whole line of military lawyers who do. And so now would be a good plug to say, if you're networking with people, those would be good people to network with, because there's a lot of information that you can share, a lot of clients that you can share that you do independent planning for that dovetail. And that's not an area that too many estate planning attorneys that I'm familiar with are doing, is networking with military benefits lawyers and also military defense lawyers.